Deborah Miller, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth is March 3rd, 1952. This is for date of service, 4-13-2022. Mrs. Miller is a 70-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding a multinodular goiter. She has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, mitral valve regurgitation, AFib, GERD, sleep apnea, breast cancer, coronary artery disease, and hysterectomy last January for prolapsed uterus. The patient also had cataract surgery in March of 2022. She had breast cancer at the age of 31 and is now in remission. The patient was found to have an incidental thyroid nodule found on CT scan about 1 month ago. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She reports some weight loss. She denies any changes in her hair. She reports some dry skin. She denies any changes in her nails. She denies any changes in her mood. She denies any difficulty swallowing. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter. The patient was noted to have an incidental thyroid nodule on CT scan, diagnosed about 1 month ago. At this point, I would like to order a thyroid ultrasound to delineate her goiter and assess for any thyroid nodules. The patient will be going to Pennsylvania for a couple of months, and therefore we are able to follow up with a thyroid ultrasound in 1 month when she returns from Pennsylvania. Next number, I will also check the function of her thyroid, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level, and also check thyroid antibody levels, including a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next number for her coronary artery disease. Notably, the patient had a heart attack in October of 2021. And she's lost about 18 pounds since October of 2021. She also has AFib, and the recommendation is to continue to follow closely with her cardiologist. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.